From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is striking a new and a more inclusive tone as he works to improve his slumping poll numbers, but he's still blaming the media for much of what is happening.
The establishment media doesn't cover what really matters in this country or what's really going on in people's lives. They will take words of mine out of context and spend a week obsessing over every single syllable, and then pretend to discover some hidden meaning in what I said.
Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton met with members of law enforcement on Thursday to talk about ways to ease recent tensions.
I think it's obvious that recent events from Dallas and Baton Rouge to Milwaukee and across the country underscore how difficult and important the work is ahead of us to repair the bonds of trust and respect between our police officers and our communities.
Most polls continue to have Clinton leading the presidential race. Uber will start soon using self-driving cars to carry passengers in Pittsburgh, raising the stakes in the race to deploy autonomous vehicles. The ride-hailing company said Thursday that customers will be able to opt into the test program, which will use autonomous Ford Fusions summoned by the touch of a smartphone. Although other companies are testing self-driving cars on public roads, it's the first public will have access to them. The rides will come with a human backup driver and will be free for those willing to take part. This is VOA News.